From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. Next, pharmacist Ben joins us for criticalhealthnews.com. Here is that number to call for information, not to get on the show, but information. 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. Their website, criticalhealthnews.com. I've got a number of emails from some of you, so we'll try to get some of your questions to Ben, as well as your text messages or your tweets to Tom Danheiser. And, of course, your calls starting at about 15 minutes from now on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast once a month. Pharmacist Ben or Doc Wallach joins us from criticalhealthnews.com. The toll-free number again is 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. I am told the next day after our shows, these phone lines just don't stop. Great information. Without further ado, let's bring in Pharmacist Ben on Coast to Coast. Boy, do we have stuff for you, Doc. Mr. Pharmacist, how are you?
Hey, good to talk to you again, George.
What's new with you?
Well, just doing my thing, traveling around the country, doing my talks. Doing
Next talk, by the way? Like, I get a lot of people want to know where you're
going to
be.
I'm going to be next in Sacramento, California, January 26th, January 27th, and January 28th. You can get more information at criticalhealthnews.com. Thank you for asking. And I love meeting people. I love talking to people. It's great to be on the radio, of course, but when you see people in person, it's a whole different level of connection, as you well know.
And by the way, they have just set up a special email for you called bookben@criticalhealthnews.com.
Oh, awesome.
Where they'll give people information on where you're speaking.
That's awesome. And if anybody wants to have me come to their town to do a talk, I've been doing presentations now for decades. I love doing talks. You could probably go to bookben.com and make a request.
All right, let us talk about what is going on in the world of health and medicine. I've got a whole slew of emails. Tom's got tweets and text messages that are rolling in as well, Ben. But are people doing the right thing health-wise, most of them?
No. Do you know one out of two adult Americans has a chronic degenerative disease? One out of four of us have two or more chronic degenerative diseases. And by that I mean a disease that does not get better. And this is the leading cause of death in this country. This is the leading, the most important aspect of our health costs. Some 80% of our health costs are based in these diseases where the body doesn't get better. And this flies in the face of the biochemical system we call the human body. The human body is a self-repairing system. This is so important, George, because we've come to believe that sickness is just the way it is, that we just naturally, as we get older, we get sick, and it doesn't have to be that way. We can take charge of our health, not medically, not with drugs, and not with surgeries, not with medical devices, but by using simple things, nutrition, exercise, breathing, spirituality, making sure you're working with your thought processes and your emotions. These are the simple little things that we have been talking about for years at Youngevity, that I've been talking about for years in my presentations, that I've been talking about for years on your program, that we can do to get better. I don't know if you may have heard this, the latest news on sugar. Have you heard about this?
Not what happened.
Well, sugar, it was known that sugar was one of the major causes of heart disease 60 years ago, when we were all told about the importance of fat and lowering fat and going fat-free and eating fat-free foods. It turns out that sugar has been the culprit all along, and this is just something we've been talking about for years. Another thing that just came out in the news, the guidelines for being drugged, for being medicated for high blood pressure, were just lowered. So it used to be...
It was 140 over 90.
Now it's 130 over 80. So another 46% of Americans are officially hypertense. That means that they're officially going to be, if they go to a doctor and the doctor takes their blood pressure and they're 130 or over, or 130 higher than 130 over 80, they have to get put on antihypertensive drug. Antihypertensive drugs are among the most toxic and deadly of all medications. If you have high blood pressure, you know what? Get yourself on the ultimate niacin from Youngevity. Use magnesium. Make sure you're reducing your sugar intake. One of the easiest ways to lower your blood pressure, George, is to sit on the couch and practice slow, deep breathing. And again, these are the simple little things that we can all do to take back our health, because it's in the body's nature to be healthy.
Are you saying, though, that you can't have a little candy bar every once in a while?
I'm not saying that at all. You can absolutely have a little candy bar once in a while. But the problem is when we have a lot of candy bars once in a while. The problem is when we eat emotionally, or we eat for because we're addicted to the sugar. You know, sugar is a very important nutrient. The brain needs sugar. The body needs sugar. Sugar is a very important source of energy. The problem is the purified sugar that we get in processed food, and the problem is the excessive amounts of sugar that we're eating. The more protein you eat, for example, the less you're going to want sugar. I say hack into our drives. I say take the real reason why we have drives for sugar is because we're low energy. So use protein. You know, the body can get energy from protein. A much more slower type of energy, but it can get energy from protein like it gets energy from sugar. So make sure you're using your Slender FX from Youngevity, or your Keto FX, or some kind of protein supplement. Make sure you're eating more eggs. Make sure you're using amino acid supplements. These are ways that you can hack into your sugar cravings. Another great strategy, George, for people who are low energy, and a lot of times we go for the sugar when we're low energy, is to use a nutritional supplement that will allow your body to extract energy more efficiently from foods. This is one of the great benefits of the Beyond Tangy Tangerine and nutritional supplements that have trace nutrients, things like vitamins and minerals. The vitamins and minerals, or what we call micronutrients, help the body get energy out of foods so you don't need as much sugar and so you don't need as much food. And speaking of not eating as much food, George, one of the best strategies for anti-aging, one of the best strategies for dealing with diseases and inflammatory diseases in particular, is to eat less food. We always have.
Well, this is the season where a lot of people eat more food, Ben.
Get on a supplement program and do supplements before you go to the office party or before you have your holiday dinner. You will find that you're satisfied quicker. Nutrition acts as an appetite suppressant, and lack of nutrition acts as an appetite stimulus. So make sure you're well nutriated with micronutrients, with vitamins and minerals, and you'll find that it's easier to say no to food. I'm not saying you have to force yourself to say no. I'm saying hack into the drive so it's easier to say no, and that's where a good nutritional supplement program comes in.
When I go on events, you know, people will see me, and a lot of times they may see me a year ago, and then they see me now, and a lot of them have come up to me, and they said, my gosh, you've dropped weight. You look great. What are you doing? And this and that. And realistically, Ben, I've lost maybe 5 pounds. So, you know, I work out 4 days a week. But will 4 or 5 pounds do that in terms of appearance?
It's where those 4 or 5 pounds are lost from. If they're lost from body fat and now you have more lean muscle mass, or your body has a greater proportion of lean muscle mass, you're going to look healthier even if it's only 4 or 5 pounds. And this is another thing, George. We're used and conditioned to think of our weight as the major parameter, the major marker of health. But there's a glow in the body when we're healthy. There's a certain appearance that we have, a vitality that we have. We could be 80 years old. I'm sure you've seen people who are in their 80s or even in their 90s or even in their 100 years old, and they have a certain vibrancy, right? They have this glow. They have this energy that you can sense, that people look at you and they think it's the weight maybe, but it's not the weight. It's this kind of a glow to the appearance, this radiance to the appearance. It's really based in energy, and that's what we're talking about, allowing the body, using things or putting things into the body that allow it to have this kind of glow, and that's really what we're looking for. It's the glow of health. It's the glow of energy. It's the glow of vibrancy, and that's probably what they're noticing.
Couple emails in for you. One comes from Samuel, and he says, please ask pharmacist Ben about recommendations for my grandson, 80 pounds, has severe ADHD, 10 years old. I bet you're going to say sugar.
That's the first thing that comes to mind, is sugar and more, and not just, you know, you can't tell a kid don't eat sugar. So what you do is you get them on more protein. You get them on a protein supplement. Get our Slender FX or our Keto FX protein supplement. Go to criticalhealthnews.com and order it, or you can call the folks at Critical Health News. Start your meals off with protein. Everybody should start your day off with protein. Everybody should do it, but especially children. You know, you can start your day off have breakfast that's just eggs. You don't need to have toast. You don't need potatoes. You don't need the Pop-Tarts or the orange juice. You know what's a great breakfast food? Fish. People don't realize, they always think of fish as a dinner food. It's a great breakfast food, especially for children, because not only do you get the protein, but you also get the fat that's important for the brain. That is incredibly important for children. Also for this guy, this gentleman's grandchild, the mineral zinc is super important for the brain.
What does zinc do?
Oh, my goodness. 200-plus different chemical reactions in the body depend on zinc. It's especially important for the brain. Folks, a guy named Dr. Abram Hoffer wrote a book on schizophrenia and psychological disorders, and he pointed to zinc deficiency as a major cause of schizophrenia and brain disorders. And zinc deficiency is extremely common. It's one of the most common mineral deficiencies. Zinc is important for the immune system. You know, one of the best ways to treat a sore throat, George, is to suck on zinc lozenges, because zinc is critical for wound healing. In fact, when you burn yourself or cut yourself, zinc is actually mobilized to the cut, and it comes away from it. It's directed to the cut from where it's stored in the skin to help accelerate the growth of new tissue. Zinc is also a wonderful sun protection mineral. In fact, it's used as a sun protection mineral in topical products. Zinc is important for the digestive system. It helps you make hydrochloric acid for helping you digest proteins. Phenomenally important nutrient, and as I say, it's one of the more common nutritional deficiencies. So there's so many other things that this child can do. The B vitamins also very important, especially thiamine and niacin is very important for the brain and for attention deficit disorder. This epidemic of ADHD, like all chronic health challenges, just is so tragic because it's so unnecessary.
Ben, another quick email, and then we'll take a break and take phone calls with you for the next hour and a half. But Esther wants to know about surgical removal of ovaries with cancer. Is that the only alternative?
Well, if you have cancer, George, I say keep all your organs if you can keep them. But if you have cancer,
get them out, huh?
That's the one time that you got to think about taking an organ out.
But isn't it already in your blood system?
Not necessarily, if it's localized.
Really?
Oh, yeah, not necessarily. If it's localized, you know, you take an organ out, then, you know, sometimes you can avoid its spreading.
I always thought cancer was in your blood system. It just, you know, maybe hit a certain area faster.
But here's the thing about cancer. Cancer has to have the right soil for it to grow. And if you just take an organ out but you don't change the soil, you're going to get cancer again. And this is why they tell you you can never be cured of cancer. Even if, you know, the only way they prove a cure is if you have a 5-year survival. But if you get cancer again 5.5 years, they say you're cured and it's a new cancer. You got to take care of the soil that the cancer is growing in. The problem is not the plant, George. It's the soil that the plant is growing in. And until you change the soil, or if you don't change the soil, it's very likely that the cancer comes back. You change the soil by eliminating the toxicity, specifically one of the major toxins being sugar, getting on a solid nutritional supplement program like the kind that you'll get at criticalhealthnews.com, making sure you're breathing correctly, and relaxing the body.
All right, stay with us, Ben. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back with phone calls, and we'll take more next hour on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast. We're with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. Their toll-free number to call for help and assistance, 1-855-949-RADIO. They are, of course, sponsors of our program as well. They've been with us for a couple of years, and I do want to say, of course, that the things that you hear are not intended to be cures for diseases. Just understand that. We're talking about supplementing your body and taking care of yourself. Couple little quick things. First of all, major announcement coming up on Friday, as I will announce two live stage shows in the beginning of next year, one in Salt Lake City, Utah, the other in Scottsdale, Arizona. That's all I'll say right now, but get ready for that. And, of course, for the charity season, we've got the Holiday Magic Coast-Style CD back up and available for you. You can get it off of our website in our carousel reel or at Amazon.com. When you type in Holiday Magic Coast-Style CD, the proceeds go to veterans' hospitals throughout the United States. It's a great CD performed by favorite Coast to Coast guests. We had a great time doing it. Again, you can go directly to Amazon.com and type in Holiday Magic Coast Style, or go to our website, coasttocoastam.com. You'll be able to just get a link right there. Welcome back. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, criticalhealthnews.com. And again, that toll-free number, 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. Incredible people on the other end of those phone lines, Ben.
They are all dedicated to helping people get better, all of them. And I know many of them, Dr. Drew Peterson in particular, who's helped many people. They are all dedicated to making people understand how their body works or helping people understand how their body works and helping them get better. And by the way, we love emails, health@criticalhealthnews.com, health@criticalhealthnews.com.
Okay, next hour I want you to tell us about your speaking engagement again as well. Ben, I've got a friend. First of all, I want to preface this. I hate pain pills. I hate them. I do not take them. I'd rather wither away in pain. If anything, I'll take an aspirin. I do not like prescription pain pills. I've got a friend who got hit in a car accident about 2 years ago. She wretched her neck, and she's in pain. And they prescribed pain pills for her, and now they've prescribed a newer version of pain pills. She's waking up every morning sick as a dog, nauseous, upchucking and everything else. Is it the result of these pills? I think it is.
It could easily be the result of the pills. Pain pills are great in an emergency, but when you get into chronic use of pain pills, not only do you run the risk of tolerance, but what ends up happening is you can't get by in your day without taking the pain pills, and this is why we have, or at least one of the reasons why we have such an epidemic of pain pill addiction. People start off just normal folks. They're not like junkies that you think of, the stereotypical junkies. They're normal folks. They get into an accident. They get on the pain pills, and then they can't function over time. They can't function in their day-to-day lives without the pain pills. So it's a very, very slippery slope. I say pain pills for a serious acute pain, like if you just come out of surgery kind of thing. But in the long term, if you take them for more than a week or two, you're really playing with fire.
Texts and tweets. Let's start with one from Tom. Tom, what do you have for Ben?
Ben, we're going to start with a text tonight from Gabby in North Carolina. She says, I have pain in my lower back. Please ask Ben if a person can have arthritis of the back and what can I do about it?
Is it arthritis, scoliosis? What is it, Ben?
Well, arthritis is just a generic term that means an inflammation of the joints.
Stenosis.
Well, it could involve some stenosis, but basically it's the itis part that you want to concern yourself with, and that is itis means inflammation. Arth means joint. And this inflammation that's associated with all disease states is really what you want to be attacking or what you want to be working with if you're dealing with arthritis. Now, there's two ways to do it, and it's really very simple. You take the bad stuff out and you put the good stuff in. By bad stuff, I'm talking about pro-inflammatory, that is, substances that induce the body to inflame, substances, especially things like sugar, processed foods, certain plant compounds like gluten can cause inflammation. Eat a food and see if your symptoms get worse, and you'll know that's a food that you need to eliminate. Sugar, for sure, is going to be on the list. And then you want to make sure you're using anti-inflammatory nutrients. Probably the most powerful of the anti-inflammatory nutrients are what we call the omega fats, the omega-3 and omega-6 fats that you get in essential fatty acid type products. Also, one of the great anti-inflammatory nutrients is vitamin E. And vitamin E is almost impossible to get from foods, so you absolutely have to make sure that you're supplementing if you're going to get enough vitamin E. And then we talked about magnesium earlier. That's probably my favorite of the minerals. And magnesium, along with how zinc deficiency is very common, magnesium deficiency is also very common, and magnesium is a wonderful anti-inflammatory substance. Make sure that you get on a good magnesium supplement like our OsteoMag or OsteoPlus.
You know, Ben, we're on the air. It's unprecedented in terms of a talk show. Live or a little bit on tape, because some stations rerun the program, the minimum of 150 to 155 hours a month, live or on tape, maybe even more, because, again, some stations just keep running it over and over again. We only devote about 4 hours a month to live programs and shows with you and Doc Wallach. I'm getting lots of emails from people who want more and more and more. I do this to help people. That's my only reason to do this and to get them some assistance. But do you think 4 hours is enough?
I'd love to do more. You know, but your whole show, George, everything you've done, I've been listening to you now for 20 years, everything you've done has been to help people, to get them more open-minded, to get them to see alternative and alternative ways of being. You know, the status quo doesn't serve the general public. In any case, in any aspect, it doesn't serve this. It doesn't serve the general public in terms of history. You know, this whole thing with forbidden history, hidden history, doesn't serve the general public in terms of anthropology. There's forbidden anthropology, and it for sure doesn't serve the general public when it comes to health. There are insidious interests in place that are almost intentionally designed to keep us unhealthy, to keep us from knowing how really powerful we are, and how really powerful the body is, and how really powerful nature is. There are hidden forces, insidious forces that profit off of our ignorance. And the work you're doing, and the work that I'm doing, and Dr. Wallach is doing, and all of us at Longevity are doing, is to get people, to make people more aware of these options, to make people more aware of what's really true, and that is that the body is powerful, that nature is powerful, that God is powerful, that there are all of these ways that we can tap into this almost universal energy, this almost universal power that we can use to live full, healthy, powerful, beautiful lives.
Ben Fuchs with us. He's the pharmacist, and the website criticalhealthnews.com. If you can, go to the website. I want to set a record for the amount of hits that site gets, Ben, and you get a lot. criticalhealthnews.com. Go ahead and ping it. Let's take the calls. We're going to take calls this half hour and next hour as well. Pharmacist Ben is with us. And then later on in the program, the numbers lady, Glynis McCants, joins us with some incredible stories of numerology, tying it into what's going on in this planet right now. Let's go to the phones. Sandra in Lincoln, Nebraska starts us off on Coast to Coast. Hi, Sandra.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
You're very welcome.
I was on an antibiotic called Cipro, and it really just ruined my body. And I wanted to know from Ben how much zinc and how much magnesium, or and if you can think of anything else that possibly to take to heal my body.
Antibiotics, you know, praise God for antibiotics, first of all. I mean, life was brutal before antibiotics.
So you like antibiotics, obviously.
The problem is antibiotic overuse.
Yes.
That's the problem. And I remember when I was in pharmacy school back in the 1980s, we had a professor who said, just you wait and see what's coming. And he was dead spot on correct. Antibiotic resistance and bacteria that are resistant to antibiotics is a huge problem. We have to use higher and higher doses of antibiotics. There's antibiotics in the fish, and there's antibiotics in the water, and there's antibiotics in milk. I mean, we're just literally swimming in an ocean of antibiotics. That means even if you don't take antibiotics, you're at risk for problems with the death of the microbiome. That is the universe of bacteria that live in our gut. George, you and I, when we grew up, we always heard about how bad germs were, right? You had to clean everything, and
yep.
Right? Germs were terrible. They were the cause of all this misery. Well, it turns out that 90% of so-called germs, that is bacteria, are our friends. Even more, probably 95% of them are our friends. They help us digest our food. They help fight bad bacteria. They help kill fungus. They help us make vitamins. They help us fight cancer. They help process fats and other toxins. They're just incredibly vital. You have bacteria in your gut. You have bacteria in your nose. You have bacteria on your eyes, George. You have bacteria in your lungs.
Oh, it's everywhere.
Everywhere. It's like we only exist to transport the bacteria. It's like the bacteria are using us as a source, as a vector, as a source of movement. The problem with these antibiotics, like Cipro, one of the more problematic ones, is they kill these good bacteria. And when you kill the good bacteria, you are at higher risk for diabetes, you're at higher risk for heart disease, you're at higher risk for cancer, you're at higher risk for digestive ailments, you're at higher risk for autoimmune diseases, and it could very well be, George, that our health crisis is really because we're killing off all of these good bacteria. So what you want to do for this gal or anybody who's gone through a round of antibiotics is you've got to get on a good probiotic supplement like our Nightly Essence that helps restore the good bacteria. Then you have to make sure that you're eating foods that help provide an environment for the good bacteria. Fiber is incredibly important. Make a fiber drink by grinding up flax seeds. Take a teaspoon or two of flax seeds, put it in a coffee grinder, grind it up, put it in a glass of water, add some cinnamon, makes a most delicious flaxseed fiber beverage. Awesome for keeping yourself regular as well as supporting the good bacteria. By the way, flax fiber is an amazing source of protein as well. So you get a little boost of protein in the middle of the day to go with your fiber. Then you want to make sure that you're using veggies, because veggies contain something called nitrates, which you've probably heard of, right? Nitrates and nitrites.
Mm-hmm.
Most of us think of those as being bad, and they are bad when they're in preservatives. But in natural vegetables, they act to support the good bacteria. As any farmer knows, nitrogen is bacteria's favorite nutrient. Nitrogen is a bacteria's best friend. So making sure you're using lots of veggies and veggie juices to go with your fiber and your nightly essence or your probiotic supplement.
Talking about germs, I've got a friend who wears a glove every time he pumps gasoline. And I asked him, I said, what do you wear a glove for? And he says, do you know how many germs are on the handle of a gasoline pump? He said, it's horrible. And I says, oh, what do you do with the glove afterward? He says, well, I put it in my car until the next time I pump gasoline. And I said, do you wash the glove? And he went, oh, and then he stopped dead in his tracks, Ben. So he freaked him out because he's been using the glove, the same glove, all the time.
As a petri dish of bacteria.
Exactly. You know, and I don't want to get too gross here, but isn't it also kind of bad to leave a bathroom door touching it?
And also to leave your toothbrush in the bathroom.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Every time you flush the toilet, you know, I don't want to be gross or anything.
Yeah, don't be that gross, Ben.
Yeah, I don't want to be too gross. But, you know, you get a, what comes up out as you flush is not pleasant bacteria. It's stuff that should be in your intestine, not be in your bathroom. And if you have your toothbrush out, well, we don't want to, I don't know how gross you want to get.
No, don't get gross.
No, keep your
people eating right now.
We'll leave it at that.
All right, next up, let's go to Joe in Long Island, New York. Hey, Joseph, go ahead.
Hi, Ben. I wanted to ask you about what we could still look at from the ancient cultures that go way back, China and India. I know you have championed curcumin. With China, they use celery now for high blood pressure, even now at the doctor's office, and acupuncture goes way back. So, and then if you could comment on Immortalium, that product that you guys have.
Yeah, well, let's talk about your point about China is very well taken. This whole acupuncture is one of the most mind-blowing sciences, and for several reasons. Number one, because it's just incredibly effective. I had a good friend of mine quit smoking by having acupuncture needles put into his ear. Women have been known to deliver babies painlessly by using acupuncture. Acupuncture has been used to treat every single disease there is. And it works by readjusting or redirecting the electrical energy in the body's electrical network system. Body has an electrical wiring system called the connective tissue, and somehow, I don't know how this was, but somehow Chinese folks knew that there was 5,000 years ago that the body had an electrical system, and by sticking needles in certain points in that electrical system, you could redirect energy flow and cure diseases and eliminate pain change moods, help people sleep, all kinds of different things. So it's really quite amazing what the Chinese knew. Indian medicine is very similar in the sense that they understood the different ways the body is composed. Have you heard of this vata, kapha, pitta kind of thing? The body is composed of three different types of bodies. Some bodies tend to move really fast. They call those vata bodies. Some bodies move a little bit slower. They call those kapha bodies. Some move are more sensitive to heat. They call those pitta bodies. And you treat these different types of bodies differently with different herbs and quite effectively. Indian medicine, that's called Ayurvedic medicine. Those Indians knew as much as the Chinese knew. Now, the gentleman also asked about one of my favorite of the longevity products, which is something called Immortalium.
I love that name. I used to tell Doc that all the time.
Isn't that a cool name, yeah. Immortalium? Yeah, Immortalium is designed to help extend the lifespan of these little tags or these little kind of tails that are found in the genetics of cells. These little tags, you probably heard of these things, are called telomeres. And cells have these little tiny tags, and as a cell divides, its telomeres get shorter, and then the cell will die. Extending the telomeres is the strategy that Immortalium uses to act is an anti-aging supplement and is really neat as far as supplements go. It's got some very, very cool nutritional components in it. But the main idea is that it extends the telomeres, keeping the cells alive longer.
Ben, since you've been doing this with us, it continues to grow and people are starting to, I think, take care of themselves, at least those people who listen to this program. What about the public that's out there, that, you know, the daytimers who don't listen to late night radio? What are they doing? Are they doing things right or wrong?
Well, you know, it's unfortunate because most of the money in the media is spent in the daytime, and that means big drug companies are going to be advertising, and that means mainstream doctors and mainstream healthcare professionals are going to be promoting the mainstream ideas, which have led to our health crisis. And so you're really not going to get a lot of good alternative information during the daytime. Certainly not like the kind of stuff that you get at night. But you know what? We live in an information age, George. There's all kinds of, we have access to all kinds of information if we're really motivated to do it. For anybody who's dealing with a chronic long-term degenerative disease or some kind of health challenge or has a loved one who has a health challenge, get some information. Get on Google. Do your searches. Do your do internet searches. And don't just believe one website. Don't just believe two. See what the preponderance of facts are. See what most people are saying. And then experiment. Always experiment yourself. So get the information and experiment with the ideas yourself. I'm a big proponent of people.
All right, we're going to come back with more next hour with Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. And again, that full number to call, toll-free, 1-855-949-7234. There are humans there.